Okay, we're recording. Hi, everybody. This is Lynn Coles here with KOOP In Touch Interviews, and I am really happy to be speaking today with Astrid Fuentes from Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas. She is a community outreach specialist there, and we're excited to add Planned Parenthood Greater Texas to the organizations that we've been reaching out to during the pandemic so that we can share updates and resources with KOOP listeners and community members about the good works that organizations like Planned Parenthood Greater Texas are doing to help keep communities safe and healthy during the pandemic and beyond. Astrid, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank y'all so much for having us and for all the good work that y'all are doing keeping Texans informed.
For sure. Tell me a little bit about how you found Planned Parenthood. What's your connection to the organization?
Yes, well, today I'm here as a community outreach specialist representing Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas. I specifically work in Fort Worth, but we do have team members across the state, including in Austin, Dallas, El Paso, and Waco. But I really enjoyed this relationship with Planned Parenthood for some time now. Coming out of college and coming back to Texas, I was working on campaigns or volunteering on campaigns, and I continuously came across Planned Parenthood at events where volunteers were present, and always just a welcoming face and a happy face to engage with others and remind people that their health mattered and that voting is a critical part of ensuring health outcomes. And so that was just a really positive experience for me. And eventually I ended up applying and now working with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas. And I really enjoyed the work that we've been doing. And I'm really proud of how we've transitioned as well during this pandemic. Obviously 2020 is such an important year. And so I'm looking forward to sharing with y'all how we can still access our reproductive health care as well as make an impact in our communities and advocate for reproductive health and reproductive health care access.
Yeah, definitely. Did Planned Parenthood offices have to close when the shelter in place orders came down?
So what happened when some of these regulations came down, we like many other medical clinics and health centers, I think everyone was evaluating what are the safest procedures for patients and for staff. And so closing our doors is definitely something that we did not take lightly. And so currently our health centers are open, our doors are open for patients, but we definitely did make some changes and transitions, and I can share more here shortly. However, we did also early on in the pandemic, we did face some challenges when the state of Texas included abortion care as non-essential care. And so we did face some challenges around scheduling those types of services and having that part of health centers open. And so in that case, we did see some changes in services there temporarily. Along the way, we had legal court battles. We fought that in the courts, and I'm glad to say that now, currently, abortion care is restored and accessible in Texas. But that was one of the challenges that we faced early on during this pandemic, and we fought that this is an essential healthcare procedure. Abortion is healthcare, as you know, and it's also time sensitive for many individuals. We also included in some of our court arguments that, well, maybe we need to consider medical abortion care and make a space for that. And so there was a lot of back and forth in those legal decisions. But ultimately now abortion care is restored and safe and legal in Texas as well as through the U.S. And as far as in our clinic, we have had some changes to prioritize the health and well-being of patients as well as staff and healthcare providers. So while our doors remain open, we are prioritizing essential healthcare services in the clinic, but we've also made some digital platforms available so that if someone needs to seek care from the comfort and safety of their home, that is now accessible also.
Mm-hmm.
So in our clinics, you will see some precautions such as, well, we're going to follow CDC recommendations, and so we're constantly evaluating those. And so these things are always changing mm-hmm. on a day-to-day basis right now. But you will see in our clinics, we're taking patients' temperatures when they come in. We're wearing face masks. We are social distancing in lobbies
mm-hmm.
By asking patients maybe to wait out in their cars until they are ready to come in for their appointment. So those are some of the immediate changes you might see. But we also have now some platforms, like I said, digital platforms where you can access healthcare. So, for example, we have Planned Parenthood Direct. It's an app. You can find it in your app stores. And via PP Direct, you can access UTI infection treatment and birth control prescriptions that could be sent directly to your home or to your nearest pharmacy. So that's one way that you could still access Planned Parenthood care from a safe environment from your home. And what we've been doing is also making a telehealth an option. So mm-hmm. we have another app called Planned Parenthood Connect, which you could also find in your app stores. And this way you could speak to a healthcare team member and do your consultation mm-hmm. over the phone directly live on video instead of maybe coming into a clinic, if that's a preference of yours. And it's also letting us, keep essential care open in our health centers and still seeing new patients maybe via this PP Connect. And then from there, we might advise you come into the clinic or be able to advise you further via telehealth services. But for all of this, wherever you are in our Texas area, if you're seeking health care, we do want to encourage patients to go to our ppgreatertexas.org website mm-hmm. and you can find more information about how to make an appointment and what services are available. And so that's where we'll be posting daily updates because, like we said, these things are changing every day. You could also contact us at our 1-800 number on our website, and that's another way to make an appointment.
Gotcha. And for listeners, that number is 1-800-230-7526. And then, Astrid, will you also just say the names of those apps again? There was PP Connect, and then what was the first one?
Yes, PP Direct and PP Connect.
Gotcha. Wonderful. Well, I'm curious to know, do y'all see these social distancing in the offices and the incredible lobbying work that you guys have been doing at state and federal levels? Do y'all see that work continuing moving forward?
Sorry, could you kind of restate the question then?
Yeah, for sure. I'm curious to know if you see the social distancing in offices, the kind of like practical changes that y'all have made in response to COVID-19, and then also the programmatic efforts that y'all have made to do such incredible lobbying with the state and with federal organizations. Do y'all see that those kinds of practical and also, like programming changes continuing going forward?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely can see a future where virtual action and also virtual medical care mm-hmm. has a role in our future. And what we know in Texas is, one, we're a very large state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have found in being able to provide some digital programming around education, around taking action, around building community is that we're also able to reach individuals that maybe weren't able to participate beforehand. Maybe you are a working single mom and you can't really make the time to drive out to another event if you have something at home. So maybe now you can plug in and participate in a virtual workshop with us. Or maybe you are in an area of Texas that there isn't a local Planned Parenthood nearby, but you need to be informed and you need access to sexual health education. And now you can participate in that and receive the information that you need by participating in our telechat. That's mm-hmm. one option. And so there are some benefits to our virtual activity now that I definitely see us continuing into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, lobbying and being part of our our local governments, our state governments is so, so important in order to achieve accessible health care and making reproductive care accessible. Mm-hmm. And although Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas, we are a C3, meaning we don't get involved in partisan electoral matters, mm-hmm. there are some ways that we do take action around the year. And voter engagement, voter registration is very important. The census has been very important this year, and we've been trying to take action around those. And so we have hosted census workshops, trying to walk through the census survey with supporters and letting them know how important it is to redistricting and how that plays into the care that you can access in your local areas. And so there's a lot of good work that can be done virtually that we are exploring, that we've been really appreciative to our supporters and that have gone ahead and made that transition with us.
Wow, that's it's really just like a whole community effort, the work that Planned Parenthood does between medical care, of course, but then also advocacy, education. I'm so excited to learn about like sex ed telechats, you know, like just get that information like out to everybody who has a phone or the ability to even just call in, you know. Yeah, the work that Planned Parenthood does is broad and really community focused and person driven and whole person driven. And we're just so grateful for your time and for explaining some of these new developments in Planned Parenthood's programs and contact info. And we'll definitely, we're excited to follow up with you guys too and update KOOP listeners with, you know, changes in or new offerings in virtual workshops and advocacy in terms of census development and voter registration. So, let's definitely keep in touch and thank you so much for your time.
Definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, Asadine.
Bye.